The survey was conducted by Luna County's Partnerships for Success 2 program with a grant from the Office of Substance Abuse Prevention, which is overseen by the New Mexico Department of Health. Matt Robinson is the program coordinator for Luna County's Partnerships for Success 2. Robinson was surprised by the results on prescription drug abuse among youth and the ease of access to the drugs.
Now, I think it's important to keep in mind from this youth group we spoke with, one of the many youth groups, but this group in particular, they were all adjudicated to our local juvenile drug court. So I think that's important to kind of keep in the back of your mind when I go into this next part. But what was really surprising to me and, you know, some of our coalition members was that they're saying the prescription drug abuse, you know, among their peers is, you know, as rampant as smoking marijuana or drinking alcohol.
Now, how are these kids getting access to prescription drugs?
From what I told, a lot of it comes down to basically stealing from family, friends, or the store. You know, depending on what drug it is, you know, maybe they'll raid their parents' or their grandparents' medicine cabinet. Some youth, you know, literally will go into, you know, one of our local retailers and just rip the box open. You know, cough medicine is pretty popular among some of the youth. They'll go in and just grab a box off the shelf and rip the pills out and go on their way. And that's something that's been shared with me from the youth. You know, I'm not kind of just pulling that out of thin air. You know, this is something the youth were telling me about. They're very upfront and honest about it. They'll just go into the store, find the box they want, usually Corsedin or, you know, different kinds of cough medicine, and rip it out. You know, I've even had some of the youth tell me there's a specific kind of cough medicine they look for because it doesn't have one of the active ingredients that might make them feel sick or it might make them, you know, feel worse, you know, than some of the other varieties. And I don't really want to share exactly what they're getting because I don't want to encourage other youth to find it. But these teens know exactly what they want, how to get it, and they kind of have a rough idea of what it's going to do to them.
Tomorrow, we'll examine what is being done to help prevent the abuse of prescription drugs among youth in Luna County. To get a copy of the report, contact Matt Robinson at 575-643-6809. For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.